The general process of nurturing faith. For those who wish to make their minds amenable to virtuous deeds, the number and order of the points to be practiced should be realized, omitting and adding none, by concentrating with mindfulness and conscientiousness. Otherwise, the whole virtuous practice will become flawed. Process of nurturing faith at this point. At this point, reflect on the benefits of relying on a spiritual teacher and the drawbacks of not doing so, and then restraining attention to faults. With devotion, think only of virtues. Remember this kindness, generate veneration from your heart, and meditate on it. How to practice at the conclusion? After that, dedicate the virtue. Following this sequence, to divide the day into four sessions. Make effort initially, train in many short sessions, and stop while it is going well. Having generated a positive experience, continue as it appropriate. How to practice between sessions? Even between your sessions, repeatedly recall the object that is the focus of meditation, and don't let your mind roam here and there. Collect merit and purify obscurations, restrain your senses, and eat food moderately. Make effort in yoga without sleeping, and when you do go to sleep, observe the proper conduct and the process for cultivating mindfulness and conscientiousness. The preparation, actual practice, and conclusion of meditation and the practices between sessions are similar up to the realization of spiritual insight, although the actual practices may differ. The reasons for nurturing it through the two modes of practice. So because of your reflection on the benefit of seeking a guidance or spiritual guidance, so you make sure that you will seek the help of a guidance specialist. And for actually devoting your guru, it involves two. First of all, recollecting the benefits of seeking the guidance, and then actually understanding as to how to devote your guru. So the actual process of doing that in terms of meditations, so imagine that from the you emanate your gurus in front of you, facing yourself. And then by employing all the techniques presented here, you make sure that you cultivate a very strong sense of devotion to your guru. So the greater the sense of faith and devotion that you generate towards your guru, it would have tremendous benefit then to generate realizations in relation to the sutra path and the tantra path. So during the meditation session, by your effort in cultivating the guru devotion, so however intensive kind of experience you are able to generate, then during the in-between session or the post-session, if you don't pay so much concern towards maintaining the kind of experience that you've generated, so there then the previous the acceleration that you've achieved of the guru devotion would then start degenerating. So in-between session as well turns out to be a very important thing. So for that, it is recommendable that you read the various biographies of the previous great saints and scholars. And then also one should be mindful of the practices even while sleeping. But the reality is that it is not through a feasible thing that you can turn, you have the choice to turn your sleep into virtuous or practice, but we have to try our best. But that is most specifically emphasized in the tantric practice. So in short, the thing is that we have to try best to make the 24 hours, the time that you spend 24 hours, into something virtuous or into the spiritual path. The reasons for nurturing it through the true modes of practice. Just as the precious substance is defined through burning and washing, so sustained analysis of an object of meditation that you firmly apprehended, whether it is a matter of a wholesome action and is resolved or an unwholesome one, will be helpful, whether you desire to actualize calm abiding and special insight. In terms of the meditation, though we have two, the placement meditation and the analytical meditation, so it is not the case that only the scholars are involved with the analytical meditation and the practitioners the placement meditation, but it should be the case that everyone, whether scholarly or the practitioner, whoever it is, one should involve both practices into your practice. But there could be times where, when you are meditating on the shamatha or the single-pointed meditation, so there you may be discouraged doing analysis. But otherwise, you have to do the analytical meditation as well. Because even while being absorbed in single-pointed meditation, you have first of all know what are the possible hindrances towards a swift or a smooth meditation, so the laxity and excitement. So again, we have to know the various procedures and the remedies which combat these two hindering forces, the laxity and excitement. So, for example, to overcome the laxity, we should reflect on the qualities of the Triple Gem, the Bodhidharma, and so forth. And then, in case of the hindrance of excitement, we have to reflect on the suffering nature of samsara, the impermanence, and so forth, in order to subdue one's mind or calm down one's mind a bit. So, for doing all these reflections on impermanence, the qualities of Buddhism, and so forth, we really need to employ the meditation of analytical meditation. As such, we see how important the analytical as well is for someone doing single-pointed meditation. And for someone who is a practitioner of the highest yoga tantra, so there is another technique of enhancing the clarity aspect of the mind, which is focused single-pointedly on the object. So the highest yoga tantra employs some other technique other than the analytical meditation to enhance the clarity. So as such, in the highest yoga tantra, so even without employing the analytical meditation, still we have ways and means to enhance the clarity of the mind, the profundity of the mind. So such kind of techniques are actually employed in the Mahamudra tradition of the Kagyu. And then Lama Tsongkhapa, in his various tantric literatures, it is very clearly presented as to how this non-analytical meditation can be employed in the Highest Yoga Tantra to gain more refined and clear state of the mind.